If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the geek here. Yeah, that's me. Oh, you're wondering where the music is. All right, special edition version of the show. No music. And I had a lady, by the way, send me a message on Facebook complaining that I don't talk about gardening enough, and I'm going to be very sorry to disappoint her today. Hurricane Irma has come, and Hurricane Irma has gone. I am recording because I have power back, and I've been trying to record the show all afternoon, but the power comes and the power goes. The power comes and the power goes. So instead of using my high-tech, super-duper, absolutely marvelous studio setup that I have, using... you know, this very high-end audio program and all of that, I am actually doing today's program with my iPad and a program called Boss Jock Pro, which I am just learning how to use, but it's just like working in a radio station. It has little cart machines and all kinds of stuff like that. To get into a little bit of a gardening mode about this thing, if I proved anything to myself as a result of living through this hurricane, it's that I was absolutely darn tootin' right about trees being evil in residential neighborhoods. If you wander out into my front yard and walk down my street now, you will find all of our trash is out still to be picked up. And, you know, because there's just so much of it, it is all storm debris. It's all branches that have come off of trees and trees that have fallen over and everything else. We have been without power since the storm. My power here at the house came on intermittently yesterday, which has been an absolute blessing. But I must tell you, this was the most I've lived in Florida since 1964, and I have lived through a lot of hurricanes. Probably the worst one that I lived through was Hurricane Charley, which was about 12 years ago. It was heading straight to us in the Tampa Bay area, and it was a Cat 3 storm at the time. And we're sitting there saying, if a Cat 3 storm comes into Tampa Bay, we are all just done for. It is just that bad. And we were preparing for that. I brought my mother over to our home. I boarded up all of the windows. You know, we hope for the best. And it, as luck would have it, as it was coming, well, luck for us, not luck for the people in Punta Gorda, Florida, as it was coming up the coast, it took a right turn and missed us and went through Punta Gorda and then up through Orlando. But even that, the effects that we had from that, we were without power for 7 days. My father-in-law, the cat is messing with the microphone. Go, cat. Don't mess with the microphone. Sorry. This is not the most professional setup today. Trust me. The cat was going after the microphone cord going into the iPad. I love this. But anyway... it was, even with that, my father-in-law's roof was torn off. My former office roof was torn off, and there was millions and millions of dollars worth of damage. Well, this storm was a Category 4. Well, it was a Category 5 when it was all, you know, coming into the Florida Keys, and it was heading straight to us. It was, I live in Pinellas County, Florida, which is part of the Tampa Bay region, and that storm was coming straight to us. The time to leave came and went. My brother left. My brother and his sons went to Tennessee. They got out. They got the heck out of Dodge. All right, good for them. And I kept thinking we needed to do this, but something told me not to. And then all of a sudden, I realized I made a video on Facebook the day before the storm arrived. It was just starting to rain a little bit. I made this video. I walked down my street, a live video walking down my street. I showed my house, and I saw, you know, showed my street where a lot of people were boarding up. I didn't have boards to board up. And, you know, the time to have gotten everything done had come and went. I had prepared. You know, I had definitely prepared. But this storm was enormous in size. It is the biggest hurricane in recorded history in the Atlantic. Now, Hurricane Andrew, which came through and went to New Orleans and caused, or not, or was it Elena? I'm sorry. Hurricane Elena, which came through and went up to New Orleans, was about 25% the size of this storm. This was an enormous storm, and it was heading right to us. And as I walked down the street making that video, the live video that I made, you can still find it on Facebook if you look. I was actually terrified. And it was a short video, and I went back into the house, and I said, I may never see this house. I may never see this neighborhood again. It was, by the time it was supposed to get to us, it was going to be a Category 3 hurricane, which meant winds of 120 miles an hour. Houses can't, and it was going to be sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. Houses can't take that, okay? Houses cannot take that. And I had all these contingency plans. The lovely former Mrs. Kroos number two, there were three, but number two came over to stay with me. She had all kinds of people at her house, and she was just going bat, you know what, crazy over there. And she called and said, can I come stay with you? I said, please, please. I didn't want to be alone, tell you the truth. And she came, and she was just, you know, we had calmness, and it was good. She really, you know, it was wonderful having her here for a couple of days. But we sat there on the night that the storm was on its way to us, and we had electricity, and we wondered how long we would have electricity, and we watched Amazon Prime videos, you know, a bunch of shoot 'em up bang bang things, as the wind started to increase. And our contingency plan was, I have a long hallway where all the bedrooms are located. We were going to get in the hallway and pull the mattress from my bed over the top of us. That was our plan. That was plan A that we were going to do when the storm came, because the storm was coming. And we're watching, you know, I refused to watch. It was all wall-to-wall television coverage, and we just refused to watch. We watched movies instead because it was so scary. I mean, it was just absolutely scary the way this was coming down. And, you know, I mean, I was terrified. She was terrified. So we watched shoot 'em up bang bang movies on Amazon Prime, and until 10:30 at night when the power went off. And we had our phones all charged, and, you know, that is how we stayed in touch with the outside world as far as the internet and as far as that. And then we noticed something on my phone. I noticed that the track changed. It was, and the storm was actually heading east, as opposed to, it had been constantly heading west to, you know, to come straight to us. It actually headed east. It came on shore in Naples area, Fort Myers, Naples area, Marco Island, south of us, way south of us, a couple hundred miles south of us. And then it came up the middle of the state. Now, around here, we had 80-mile-an-hour winds, 90-mile-an-hour winds, but mostly 70 to 80-mile-an-hour winds. It got bad, but we didn't go to the hallway. We pretty much stuck it out. We stayed up all night watching the phone, you know, watching the internet thing and seeing where it was going. And I have to tell you, it was kind of interesting to see how Florida, the state of Florida, actually destroyed this hurricane. The state of Florida destroyed the biggest hurricane ever. And we all, or most of us, dodged a bullet. Most of us dodged a bullet as far as the storm was concerned. We did not have a rain event here. We had rain, but it was not a rain event. It was a wind event. And most of us got through that. But in the next segment, we're going to talk about the wind event, and we're going to talk about trees, and we're going to talk about the danger, the absolute danger of having trees near your home or near power lines, for that matter. We will talk about that. So I almost never run segments together, but in the next segment, we will continue on with this. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-516-5533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome to segment two of Ask the Garden Geek. Oh, I got the music on. I must tell you right now, the power which had come back on has gone back off. It'll come back on in a few minutes. It's been doing this all afternoon. This is Thursday, by the way, as I record this. We just went through this terrible, terrible hurricane that came through. I'm recording the show on my iPad using a program called Boss Jock Pro, a $10 program I'm doing a network radio show on. How's that? I've got a pretty good microphone. It is a Audio Technica microphone plugged in via USB. I am used to using XLR, better sound quality. But let me know. You know, I apologize. And in the last segment, I couldn't get the opening music on, but I got it on now. I got the closing music on the last segment. But, you know, we're doing what we can here. You know, this is kind of like the stripped-down version of the show. So we're doing the best. Oh, here comes the power back on. That's good. I hopefully will edit this program on the professional equipment. If I can't, it'll all be done on the iPad and all be shipped up to the network on my iPad. That's okay. I've never done this before. Never recorded the show on an iPad before. You know, so this is kind of an exciting, wonderful adventure. I'm like liking this. This is kind of fun. Anyway, Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross, your chief geek. And I never run segments together. If you've listened to the show, the show is divided into four segments. And I make each segment a show unto itself. Well, this is the Hurricane Irma edition of the show, so all of the segments will kind of be about that. And in this segment, we're going to talk about trees and how bad they are. Man, I'm telling you, trees are bad. Now, I have trees right up by the front of my house, which is very, very dangerous, but I was smart enough and spent a lot of money trimming these trees back. I had large branches going over my house, over my neighbor's house, that I took down. I had taken down, spent a lot of money doing this. But as the storm was approaching, I saw I had one branch on one of the trees that kind of went out over the street right where my next door neighbor's wife parks her convertible. And boy, that was just driving me crazy. And I walked over to them and I said, listen, you know, and they were very appreciative that I had removed a very large branch that went out over the top of their house. I said, I'm nervous. And they said, what? I said, that car and that branch. I said, this is a big hurricane. And he says, we've already made the decision to take that car. The man owns an auto mechanic shop. He says, and we're going to park her car, her convertible, inside the garage there. So there'll be nothing parked there. I said, thank goodness. you know, that is a wonderful way to go. The storm came through. It came roaring through. Now, understand, the center of the storm, luckily, went to the east of us. And it tore up Polk County. But Pinellas County, where I live in, where it was coming straight to, and Hillsborough County, we all had damage. Most of Florida lost its power. And right now, I would say 40% of Florida still does not have power. I have power here. Our electrical things, I have intermittent power. But we didn't have power for a couple days. But all of our utilities are underground. The neighborhood right next to mine, the utilities are not underground, and they do not have power. And they have a lot of down power lines. Why do they have a lot of down power lines? Because they have beautiful tree-lined streets. And when the winds came through, we were experiencing 70, 80 mile an hour sustained winds. Those trees started falling over. And it was like a domino effect, one after another. And those power lines just started popping and going. And there was lines down on the street. And this happened everywhere except my neighborhood. Now, we lost our power because the transformers blew. We heard them blow at about 10:30 at night. But, you know, we did not, you know, but and our power went. But we did not have the danger that the neighborhood right next to mine went through. Live power lines in people's driveways. I mean, that was awful. All from our need to have all of these trees. It used to be the electrical company did a very good job of trimming the trees away from the power lines. In the past 10 years, they have not. They just have not. Perhaps now they will again. I wish I could tell you how many houses I personally drove by after the storm that had suffered severe damage because of large branches falling on the roofs and going through the roofs, or screened-in enclosures, or carports, or cars. I mean, just extreme damage from trees. I, by the way, went through the certified arborist training years ago, became a certified arborist. I'm supposed to be a lover of trees, and I am a lover of trees. I'm just, for years, well, I think since Hurricane Charley, 12 years ago, when I saw what happened with winds that were not near that high, as high in my area, just destroy houses and, you know, cars and everything. I became a lover of trees in forest, where trees grow naturally. The trees that we have around our houses now are not natural. At my old house, giant oak tree planted in the front yard by the people who had the house before us. And by the way, that's a convoluted story in itself. Perhaps I'll share it with you. I will share it with you. The house that I lived in before this one was my first wife's house. Now, I wasn't with her when she bought it. Her and her husband bought this house. And then one day, they wanted to buy a bigger house. So she called me up, and I was married to wife number two at the time. And she said, come down and buy my house. I said, I've been in your front door. I've never even seen your house. She said, come down. It's a four-bedroom, 2,600 square feet, big backyard. It's everything you want. Come down and buy my house. I'll give you a good deal on it. Bring your checkbook. So we went down and looked at it and wrote her a check and bought the damn house. How's that? How's that for you? And then ex-wife number two and I got a divorce, and I bought the house again. And then wife number three and I got divorced, and she kept the house. And I bought this house 10 years ago. How's that for convoluted? But I will tell you that the tree was planted in her front yard by Perry, first wife's husband. And it grew and grew and grew. And on this hurricane, it did massive damage to her next-door neighbor's cars. How's that? And she feels horrible about it. So trees next to houses do not work. More about that when we continue on Ask the Garden Geek. I will tell you why they don't work from a natural standpoint.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to this segment of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos, recording a professional radio show on an iPad mini using a $10 app called Boss Jock Pro. I don't know how we sound, but I want to apologize in advance because right now the power is out again, but not on my iPad mini. And Boss, this is the first time I've ever used Boss Jock Pro. I was able to pull my opening and closing music off of the main computer while the power was on and send it to me, you know, email it to me and put it on there. And, you know, it all seems to be working. I have no idea how it sounds. I'm using a pretty nice professional microphone, one that I don't normally use for radio, hooked up with a USB line. I'm used to XLR, which is, you know, some of you will know, it's just better quality. But I use USB right into my little iPad mini. The only difference is that timing. I've got to keep very close tabs on timing. I have to know when to get out, whereas on my professional high-end audio program that we normally do the show on, the program tells me when it's time to get out. It says, Michael, get out of this segment. Here comes the music and you're done. I have to put the music in on this afterwards, like right afterwards, but I got to know, got to be watching. I'm watching my smartphone right now with a stopwatch on it so I can do this. So for those technical people out there who are wondering how I'm doing a radio show after, you know, the Thursday after the bad hurricane that came through, that's how we do it. So, by the way, I'm exhausted. I am absolutely exhausted. Living without electricity without air conditioning is absolutely exhausting. All of the restaurants and everything have yet to get back into the gear. Some are opening up today. Zach and I went to found an open Subway today. The stoplights have been out, but many of those are coming back on. But we found a Subway today that was open. The McDonald's near my house is not reopened yet. The Steak and Shake, one opened, but the lines were outrageously long. Many of the grocery stores have not opened yet. Publix is opened, but it looks like, you know, going to Disney World to get in there. People flocking to get in. I stayed away. I prepared with enough food in advance, so I'm good there. Although I would like some more diet something or other. I've got a little left. I'm running low. But anyway, I was talking about in the last segment trees. And I had an interesting conversation today with another friend of mine who's a certified arborist. And we were talking about trees in neighborhoods. Now, he makes his living off of trees in neighborhoods. But this discussion that we had, the trees are what have caused most of the power outages here where I live. And believe me, most of my county is still without power. I've been lucky. Oh, it just came back on again. This is good. Air conditioner is now cranking back up. That's good. Just now, just came back on. Hope it stays on. My son has no power. My ex-wife has no power. As a matter of fact, all three of my ex-wives do not have power. How's that? I do. They don't. But ex-wife number two has been staying here, though. She just went home today, though. She decided she had to go home and take control of the situation at her house. But I told her, you know, you can come back if you want to. She may show back up. But I was discussing with my friend Stan about trees in neighborhoods and why they don't do well when a big storm comes through and why they fall down a lot when you go out in forest, they don't seem to do that. Like, there's a meadow not far from here that has some trees out in it. Wide open space, bunch of trees. They all are standing up beautifully. We looked at them. They are all standing up beautifully. And I would have thought, you know, but they have no buildings around them. They're out in the middle of a field, out in the middle of a meadow, not far from a soccer field. But they did beautifully. Why? Because they have fully developed roots, they're healthy, and they're living in a natural environment. Nobody goes out and fertilizes them. They live from the leaves that drop onto the ground, which biodegrade into the soil, and bird poop and animal poop and animals who die near them and biodegrade. All of that happens naturally, and those trees all do wonderful. The trees near our houses are not living in a natural environment. They're living in the exact opposite of a natural environment. Let's take my house. I have five oak trees in my front yard. I want every one of them gone. Two of them are on the city's property. I can't make them go away. But three of them are on my property, and the city has refused to let me get rid of them because they, you know, save the trees. But all of them are incredibly unhealthy. And on my street, there were several trees that fell over in the storm. Why is this? Well, let's take an oak tree. An oak tree has what we call a wide drip line. They have branches that go way out. And then you go straight down from the farthest branch into the soil is where you find the roots, especially the feeder roots, where they get all of their natural nutrition from leaves falling, from birds pooping, from squirrels pooping, from dogs pooping, or whatever pooping, and from squirrels dying and birds dying and all these things just biodegrading into the soil and turning everything, you know, natural. That's what those feeder roots are. Well, guess what? Not a single one of my trees of the five trees on my property have that advantage. The trees up next to my house, they have my house covering literally half of the feeder roots. My next door neighbor's house and driveway is taking up most of the feeder roots. Okay, about 25% of the feeder roots are accessible to feed those trees. So those trees are very weak. The two trees that are out by the street, between the sidewalk and the street, guess what? 50% of their feeder roots are underneath the street where they're getting no nutrition. Then you take the other ones. They've got that sidewalk, which is preventing them to get nutrition. And my driveway, probably on those trees, 35% of the root zone is available to get the nutrition that it needs. 35%. That's not enough to provide a healthy, thick, lush tree that can withstand these winds like the ones that were out in that meadow not far from my house, which handled them all just fine. You know why? They had solid root systems that were not encumbered. Trees near houses are not natural because they cannot get the natural nutrition that they need. Now, arborists are going to fight me on this. My friend today had to agree with me, yet he's in the business of taking care of those trees and feeding those trees and doing injections into those trees and planting those trees. This is what he does. Okay, but he agreed with me. He said, you're right, but everybody wants trees. I don't want trees. Okay, I don't want trees. You go up in Tornado Alley, all of the damages that is done, or most of the damage that is done, are when trees fall over onto power lines and houses. You ever notice up in the woods in Missouri and in Kansas and all those areas, there's some damage to the trees, but they're not falling over. Most of them are not. Most of them can withstand it. But, of course, near the homes, they do not have the available nutrients that they need. So, boom goes the dynamite. when high winds come through, like did for most of the state of Florida, just, a couple of days ago, they fall over. Or many branches fall off them because those branches aren't getting the nutrition that they need. You know, they're not getting the nutrition that they need. So I love trees. I'm a tree hugger. But trees need to be out in parks or out in forests or out in meadows, away from houses and away from roads and away from electrical wires. The arborists who are in charge of things around here with our county and city government do not agree with me. When I take my three trees down, I got to plant three more if I want to take those trees down. And they have yet to tell me I can take those trees down. We're still fighting about that. But when I do, they're telling me I got to plant three more in their place. Why? So they can fall on my house? You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. We're going to talk about other plants and how they got through the storm.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning?
If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
So how did all the other plants do during the storm? Might surprise you. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. This is the Hurricane Irma Aftermath Edition. And I will tell you, most of the plants, by the way, I'm Michael Kroos, the chief geek here at Ask the Garden Geek, recording this week's show for the very first time, not on my high-end professional equipment. I have thousands of dollars worth of high-end professional equipment and a very high-end software that we do all of this on because of intermittent electricity today. I am on Thursday. Hope, you know, it's back. It comes, it goes. Recording the show on an iPad mini using a $10 program called BossJock Pro and a USB microphone, a nice USB microphone, but a USB microphone nonetheless. And so I have no idea how the show sounds compared to the other shows. You'll let me know, I hope. But anyway, all the other, you know, we talked about trees earlier. All the other plants fared reasonably well. My hibiscus got weighed down. Not bad at all. I have a neighbor who has tall podocarpus that was very thick. And now it is very thin. Now, here's the sad part. I have a friend named Fred. Fred is a hydroponic gardener. He just took it up, 6 months ago. You should see. He is growing cucumbers. He is growing cabbage. He's growing all kinds of stuff hydroponically. He built himself a rather really efficient hydroponic garden in his very small backyard. He had to evacuate because he lives in a mobile home, in a mobile home park. So he had to evacuate, which he did. But the power has been out, and his place still is out for his place. And all of his plants are now dead. And I mean, when I say all of his plants, I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of plants. He had an extensive setup. Nothing broke, no power, no water flowing, no nutrients flowing. The plants just died. They just died on the vines. Cucumbers, everything, tomatoes, everything died on the vine. And that was the end of that. I was told about another guy up in Hernando County, which is two counties north of me, who has a professional hydroponic garden up there that supplies restaurants. Everything died because he lost his power. Everything died. And to him, that had to cost him, I would say, $100,000 bare minimum. Another guy that I know grows bean and alfalfa sprouts that he also sells to restaurants. He's got an indoor hydroponic type system that he does that. Totally wiped out because of no power. Absolutely, totally wiped out with no power. So all of his production ended immediately. And now all of his equipment is still there. As a matter of fact, everybody that I'm talking about, all of their equipment did, you know, all right, kind of sustained itself and, you know, is doing real good. I drove by today. I drove by the Urban Oasis hydroponic farm, which had closed down anyway. I still don't know why, but they had a they had an acre and a half of a beautiful hydroponic system out there that was closed down and not growing. Well, if they were open, that area has no electricity. He would have been out of business anyway. It looks like he's out of business now, but I was real interested in seeing how all of his equipment held up. All of his equipment held up wonderfully, but there's no plants in it. If there were, they would all be dead. So, it's kind of a sad situation for people who are doing that. And the two of the people that I was just talking about make their living off of this, and they will recover, but they are being devastated by that. As a matter of fact, all the businesses around here are devastated, not the ones just with plants. The regular nurseries, there's not very many local nurseries anymore. They've all just kind of closed because the big box stores have taken over. But there's a commercial nursery down in Pinellas Park that I drove by, and they had their gate up, but I drove up and I, you know, looked. A lot of their plants were knocked over. And it looks like they sustained some damage. One tree fell down on a bunch of plants, but they will be able to come back. And I bet you they'll be doing a very brisk business once people get through the initial. We're all kind of going through the initial trying to get ourselves together here in Florida right now, here in Central Florida and in South Florida, because, you know, we are totally our supply lines have not cranked back up yet because many of our businesses still do not have power. So like Wendy's, for instance, they don't have power. Plus, they don't have a supply line to get their fresh meat in. So there's no Wendy's. There's no McDonald's. There's no Burger King's. There's no mom and pop restaurants that are open, or very, very few that are open, because the supply lines were cut because of lack of power. And also just driving where I live anywhere is a challenge because a lot of lights are out. It was really bad yesterday and the day before, you know, right after the storm. It was really, really bad because all the lights were out. So everything is a four-way stop and people don't adhere to four-way stops. So consequently, there were lots of car crashes. So this has been rough. This has been a lot rougher than I imagined it would be. But again, we are so blessed where I live because that storm was heading right to us. I honestly thought my home was going to be destroyed. I honestly thought there was a good chance that I would not survive. I honestly thought that the walls of my house were going to come down and crush me. I honestly thought that that was going to happen. And I'm not alone. All of my neighbors had the same feeling until that storm just took a little bit of a curve into an easterly direction, and the state just absorbed it and wrecked the storm. Well, next week we'll be back to a more professional setting, and we will talk to you then. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.